From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 24th at 8:55. We have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. You're seeing some stability in the corn market today, but continuing losses in beans and wheat. Yesterday afternoon, we saw the crop progress, crop condition report released, showing the corn crop 70% good to excellent. Still very highly rated crop, but that was down 2% from the previous week. We did see some losses overnight, but now seeing a little bit of a gain here in the July contract, up a penny at 420 and a quarter. September corn unchanged at 417 and a half. Also, the December new crop corn contract unchanged, 433 and three quarters. Only about a 3.5 cent range in the corn market so far. So very, very quiet there. Beans lower as well. We've got the soy oil market that's given up some ground here the last couple of sessions. Obviously, the crude oil market has had a huge move off of recent highs due to some stability in that Iran-Israel conflict. Crude oil now about $12, $13 off of the highs from just 24 hours ago. And that is pressuring the soy oil market a little bit. Right now, in spite of the crop progress showing beans rated 66% good to excellent, that was unchanged from the previous week. July beans down 5.25 now at 10.53 and a half, 2 cents off the lows so far. August beans down 5.25 at 10.56 and three quarters. November beans down 6 cents now, 10.40 and three quarters, with the soy products also lower. July soy meal down 40 cents a ton at 282 even. July soy oil futures down 78 points right now at 52.46. Crop conditions showing reductions across the board in the wheat crop. 49% of the winter wheat crop rated good to excellent. That was down 3% compared to the previous week. Spring wheat also 3% lower, 54% good to excellent. 19% of the winter wheat crop has been harvested nationwide. But in spite of that reduction in crop conditions, seeing double-digit losses here and some strong follow-through selling in the wheat market. July Chicago wheat futures down 13.5 cents, 539 and a quarter. While the September contract down 13 cents at 556 and a half. In the Kansas City, July down 12 and three quarters at 537 and a quarter, with a September contract down 13 cents at 552. December Minneapolis wheat futures down 8.5 cents right now at 656. When we look over at the livestock market, we're seeing some gains in the cattle complex. June live cattle up 95 right now, 223.20, with the August contract up 207 at 211.45. October live cattle up 175 at 208.85, with December's up 145, 209.50. August feeders up 142 at 304.22, with the October's up 135, 302.20. November feeders up 140 at 299.80. And the hog side, a little bit lower here. August lean hog futures down 150 right now, 111.55. Had a tremendous run higher here recently, and we're now about a buck and a half off of earlier highs or very near the lows of the day. October lean hogs down 107 right now at 95.80, with December's down 82 at 86.55. Outside markets are mixed. You got S&P up 37 points right now, 61.15, and the crude oil market down $3.02 a barrel at 65.50, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. A quick look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard for today. Mostly sunny and hot, a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 95 degrees. The National Weather Service does have a hazardous weather outlook for the heat advisory. That's for central and southeast Illinois. Heat index values will make it feel like 100 to 105 degrees. You can find more information at the Hot Weather Resource Center at ipmnewsroom.org. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR. We are on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.